case. But there was one case, for example, in the U.S. around a website designer who didn't want to make a website for like a gay wedding or kind of a gay event, and felt that her religious conviction didn't allow her to do that. Probably unlikely that many gay couples were using this website service, because it didn't seem like a very established or big business. But nonetheless, it ended up being a really major case. And this is a way to kind of try to create a precedent. And cases like this have appeared in different countries to create a precedent to say that, you know, religious liberty can trump anti-discrimination protections towards queer people. There's other examples like the kind of Kim Davis cases from some years ago where a county clerk, you know, because of religious conviction, did not want to approve marriage licenses for gay people. There's other kind of cases that really present LGBTI people as a threat to the family or to kind of rights of the family.